and welcome to the new season of Live Best Skilled podcast. So VK3 have taken up the new season.
So guys, tell me what's up.
All good.
You know what? I saw a lot of plastic and waste littered all over the surroundings. And it looked so messy, I hope it could vanish. It can be done with the help of recycling. Hey, what's that?
I don't know.
Even this month, we have the Global Recycling Day.
Oh yeah,
it's a wonderful topic for our today's discussion.
How can we live best skilled with the help of this concept?
Do you know, as planet Earth gives up billions of tons of natural resources each year, the health of the planet continues to decline. One vital way of reducing waste is through practice of recycling.
Reduce, reuse and recycle. We see the logo, we hear the tagline everywhere.
Yet only 9% of plastics get recycled and rest goes to landfills, oceans and dump sites.
Yeah, like a Global Recycling Day is here to remind us and agencies that recycling is a key part of the circular economy of humans on this planet.
Yes, it is an annual event that aims to raise awareness of the importance of recycling and encourage people to take action to reduce waste and protect the environment. By the way, what's the history?
Global Recycling Day was first established by the Global Recycling Foundation, a non-profit organization that aims to promote the importance of recycling and support sustainable development.
The day is recognized by the UN and is celebrated around the world. The day is an opportunity to raise awareness of the impact of waste on the environment and encourage people to take action to protect the planet and future generations.
And do you know, the first Global Recycling Day was celebrated on March 18, 2018. And it has since become an annual event that brings together individuals and organizations to promote recycling and sustainable practices.
So, how can we get involved in Global Recycling Day?
First of all, one needs to learn about recycling. Take some steps to learn about the recycling process and what can and cannot be recycled and how recycling helps to reduce waste and conserve resources.
The second step is to take action. Start by making small changes in your daily routine, such as using reusable bags and water bottles, reducing food waste and properly disposing of hazardous materials.
And yes, spreading the word is very important. Use social media to share information about recycling and promote the importance of sustainable practices. Encourage your friends and family to get involved and make a difference.
Attending the local events, like this is also a very important point. Check your local events for Global Recycling Day activities and events such as recycling drives, workshops and community cleanup efforts. You can also organize your own event or activity to promote recycling in your community. If there is no such program, you can organize one.
Before throwing something in the trash or even in the recycling bin, first think of ways the item could be reused. Perhaps it's possible to rinse out a plastic bag and use it a few more times. Or maybe it's possible to use those plastics containers from the grocery store. Try using that piece of aluminium foil again.
On Global Recycling Day and every day, get creative with ways to reduce consumption and waste by reusing. And then of course, once the item has gone through a full life, it's time to recycle.
Do you know, as a $200 billion industry, recycling supports over 500,000 jobs in the US alone.
Also, recycling preserves fresh water up to 95% when compared to making new products.
Yeah, and the most alarming thing is that in less than 15 years, worldwide waste is expected to double.
From trash to treasure, give your waste a new lease on life.
It contributes to a better future with the power of recycling. Recycle today to create a better tomorrow.
It was a good discussion, and I hope so.
Thank you for joining.